I'll let you introduce our next guest.
Well, he is fellow Laker hater and Yankee fan as we get set for the Red Sox. The King.
We will sweep the Red Sox. Is there anything more intense? Is there any comparison in intensity between the NHL playoffs and the NBA playoffs? I put the NBA on last night for a little while, and I was like, I mean, the Lakers are losing by 35 in the first quarter. I'm like, oh, my God, they're not even trying. And then you put the NHL on it, and it's just a war. It's just, it's so exciting. Yet the ratings for basketball is better than hockey, but I don't care. The NBA sucks. So.
I'm glad
really
you got the
does.
Confidence in the Yankees.
You can't make stuff up what they do, you know. You wouldn't believe what happened in Boston. You guys don't hear get the Boston news. You saw that kid threw a water bottle at Kyrie Irving, right?
Correct.
Okay. Of course, Kyrie turns it into poor Kyrie and all this. Now, can you imagine? Why did he throw the bottle at Kyrie Irving? Kyrie Irving went out to center court after the game and stomped on the Celtics logo.
That's
and then
right.
used the logo to wipe his feet on, like he was wiping the dirt off his shoes. That's why the kid threw the water bottle at him. You know, they don't show that part of it. 2 days later, the kid is brought to court, and you would swear the President of the United States showed up. They have press everywhere, and the district attorney in Boston goes to the court hearing to make sure that it was not a hate crime. And she considered the bottle an assault with a deadly weapon. I'm like, if Larry Bird was there, and Kyrie Irving did that to the Celtics logo, Larry Bird would have taken his head off. Robert Parrish would have taken his head off. The Celtics, as an organization, said nothing, did nothing, and when the series was over, they all hugged it out with Kyrie. There's no more respect in the game. They don't care. It's all about individual players. They don't care about the teams they play for. They just collect big paychecks and say that they are, you know, slaves or some stupid thing. Okay, I'm done.
Well, we don't condone that behavior of throwing the water bottle, but, you know, what
no,
do you expect?
No, you don't condone it at all, but it's not an assault with a deadly weapon.
At least Kyrie played. something you can't guarantee on every night.
That's sad, isn't
it? He didn't leave the game, but he walks around with his head hanging down. These are multi-million-dollar athletes that think the whole world owes them something, and the world doesn't owe them anything. Just go out and do your job.
So. Well, my issue is very simple, and this is the NBA is going to have a lot of pressure on them in the next couple of years, and that isn't the issue of load management. Right now, they've got a problem. They may have some marvelous players, and they do. They have some really terrific players, but they don't resonate with, as I mentioned, with casual fans. You can't be the guy, Kawhi Leonard or Kyrie Irving, where because of load management, I'm not going to play tonight. You have to me, it's the equivalent of U2 goes on a 40-city tour, and because of load management, Bono decides he's not going to play Detroit tonight.
Right.
Wrong. Everybody bought tickets to see Bono and YouTube perform. They're all going to be there because everybody bought tickets to see them. If you want to be considered to be entertainers, which is the argument that NBA players have over and over again, that they are entertainers, there is an obligation to that family of four that is sitting in the upper deck that's going to one or two games a year. And it turned out that the night that I decided to bring my daughter and my son to the game, where I just spent a couple $100s, and I haven't even gotten to parking yet, I haven't even gotten into the gas yet, I haven't even gotten into concessions yet, but I've spent $200 for the tickets to be in there. And my kids are all wearing, the merchandise that I bought. You know, with the Kyrie stuff and the Paul George. And tonight's the night. Man, guess what? Nah, not going to play tonight.
Did you hear what Kobe Bryant's wife said at the Hall of Fame? She would tell him, she would say, why don't you sit out tonight? Because she said he'd be in so much pain that, you know,
it's
the wives
hard.
See everything. And he said,
tough.
You know how many people paid $200-$300 a seat to come watch me play? I have to play. And that was Kobe Bryant. I mean, whether you liked him or not, or his first time, you know, he showed up to play even when he was hurt because he knew people wanted to see him play.
Yep.
And
if I was the Los Angeles Lakers,
if I owned that team, I would fire LeBron James. You're fired. Pack up your crap, get it out of your locker, and get out of my building. Go play somewhere where you can come and go as you please. But we're not paying you millions of dollars to walk off the court. That is unheard of in any workplace. And these guys got to get their clocks cleaned. You're fired. What? You're fired. Pack your crap up and get out of here. I wouldn't. If you walked out of my shop, you would never walk back in again. I'll tell you that much. I don't care how good you were.
When
he
Larry
didn't take
Bird,
any risk. They took the business risk. He didn't.
Right. When Larry Bird's back, and the reason Larry Bird's back went bad is because he decided to put in a driveway for his mother. And he did it himself with the concrete. Right? Well, as time went, you know, his back was, you know, he'd be laying on the sideline face down to keep his back as loose as possible. So a story was told to me about Larry Bird that he went to the team chiropractor's office the day of a game. Bird, he works on Bird's back for 5, 6, 7 minutes, and it's so tight. He said, Larry, I can't. He said, I can't do this today. I can't. So Bird gets up, leaves, he goes over, and he takes off. Team chiropractor now goes to the garden, and he sees the team doctor for the Celtics and the trainer and tells him, see, I'm really sorry, guys. He said, Larry can't go tonight. He said, in fact, he said, I'll be honest with you. He says, you know, he said, Larry might be out 5 or 6 days. I just couldn't do anything with his back. And they're looking at him like, what are you talking about? I worked on his back. He said, he's probably going to be out maybe 5, 6 days. He said, he's out on the court right now warming up. What? And Bird played that night. Game's over. And evidently the chiropractor went to Bird and said, I want to see you the next day. My office. They go in the office, and for, I don't know, 5, 10 minutes, I guess the chiropractor gives him what for. You know, I'm the doctor. I'm the, you know, you got to understand. They're trying to do what's best for you, blah, 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 right? And Bird, I guess, listens. And when he's done, Bird looks at me and said, are you finished? He says, yeah. He says, now you're going to listen to me. There is a family of four that showed up last night for their only game of the season, expecting to see me play. I'm playing because I owe it to them.
Yep. That's old school. It doesn't exist in today's game at all. They've ruined their own sport, so good for them. Hockey, man, them guys are freaking crazy. You see some of the hits? It's like...
Yeah.
Hockey is still pure, and the players play hard. They play hurt. They, you know, there's nothing more exciting than the Stanley Cup tournament. Basketball, to me, right now is a disgrace. Me and Matt were talking before, and we'd love to see Utah win it all. You know, a team without a superstar. I wouldn't mind Milwaukee. I like the Greek Freak. I think he's a good guy. He loves his city. He's going to stay put, you know.
Yep.
You got to love where you work. Not, I want to go play on this team so I can win a championship. You know, why don't you go earn it?
Exactly. That's why year after year, who's the voice of Shikellamy, because he's just got that in him. We'll come back with more in a moment. Brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Time for headlines.
All right, well, since just to recap the theme of the day as we start What to Watch For. King, do you hear that sound?
Yep.
That's the sound of thousands of bandwagoners falling off the Lakers front right now.
These guys destroy their own lives all by themselves.
Guess who's going to be next? The Nets bandwagoners when they lose to Milwaukee. All right, I'm done now. I'm sorry.
Excuse me. I will watch the NBA playoffs if Cleveland gets if Brooklyn gets eliminated. I don't know. We'll see. Go Greek freak.
Steve, what do you got?
Game 7, Milwaukee Nets. Kyrie Irving on load management feels he needs the day off.
There we go. That's why I find the Sixers, assuming they get past Atlanta. And it's going to be a tough series. I want Brooklyn. I do. Sixer fans were tweeting
that
the other night.
I like that kid for Atlanta. He's good.
Yeah, Trae Young. He's going to be a problem. But anyway, yeah. King, what do you got?
Oh, a little change here. How much money do you think Johnny Manziel's making now for his autograph? Since when he was in college, he made $30,000 for his autograph. What's his autograph worth now, since he's bragging about how much money he made in college?
How much is he getting now? $1.95.
I was going to say a cent.
He's one of the most stunning athletes I've ever seen. I watched him in college every game I could, and I thought, this guy's a can't-miss NFL player, and he was a total failure. So
almost stupid athletes.
I find it funny that he's making headlines now for the money he made in college signing autographs.
Four letters, and ESPN.
ESPN?
That's why.
Yeah. I find these guys bizarre. I really, you know, grow up. Go get a job. You know, football's not your... It could have been your game, but you thought you were better than you were. So, that's all.
All right. I actually have a very good feel story. I don't know if you guys were aware about Greg Olsen's 8-year-old
yes.
son who has the heart
yeah.
issue.
This is really good. Yeah.
Well, today, actually... To their credit, ESPN did report on this. He now has a heart donor. Yep. Greg Olsen announced that today on Twitter,
awesome.
I believe. So
awesome.
That is awesome. Kudos to whoever is that donor. That's huge.
That guy's a great guy. I mean,
yeah.
Hate to see a kid hurt like that.
Yeah,
that's a tough surgery, too. A very tough surgery.
Yeah, it's a very tough surgery, but, you know, it's like, it's one of those, like, you're so happy for the child, but somebody had to pass away for him to get it. It's a, you know what I mean? It's just so many. There's an awful angle to it. There's a good angle to it. You know, it's hard.
Let me tell you, I have a friend, and it was so exciting. And they got the donor, and he called everybody. And you're sitting on pins and needles, and she got her heart, and she didn't make it. That was the worst wake I've ever been to in my life.
Oh, my God.
No guarantee. It is a tough surgery. Let's just pray for him that it comes through.
Yes, of course.
Because you get so excited for it, and then you got the letdown again. And let's hope for the best for him and his daughter.
Steve, what do you got?
Bruins and Tampa Bay will meet in the Eastern Conference Final of the Stanley Cup playoffs, and each one will have to win another overtime game to do it, because there's nothing like Stanley Cup overtime.
You got that right.
Did you see that shot from Marchand last night?
Nuts. He's got what? At least two or three overtime goals now?
Yeah.
This postseason?
Yeah. He was literally parallel with the net. And I watched it, and I was stunned. I was like, that was a goal? Holy, he couldn't have missed by an eighth of an inch. It wouldn't have gone in. And it's the only spot that was open in the net, and it was over the goalie's left shoulder and just caught the top of the back of the right next to the post. A quarter inch to the right, it would have hit the post and bounced out.
Words you never hear in the NHL. You never hear the words load management. They only play when they are injured. They play when they're hurt, but the only time they sit out is when they're injured.
McElroy for the Patriots for the Bruins played 30 minutes last night. This is a key. Carlos got hurt, got concussion.
Yes, that's right.
They're down a defenseman, the Bruins. They don't have a lot of depth at defense. So, I can't pronounce all their names. Anyway, the kid played 30 minutes last night. And even when they won the game, he could barely get his leg over the boards. It was a fascinating game. I'll be real quick. Forget it.
It was a good game. We know that. Yeah, there we go.
I thought that went really well. Today's show.
No, a play. What's his name? I'm horrible with names, guys. The Bruins front line.
Pasternak, Bergeron, and Marchand.
Bergeron goes in the corner behind their own net. He did it on purpose to draw two Islanders to him. Then he passes it around the boards purposely to McElroy. He takes it up the ice all by himself. There's no one near him because now it's like a power play because of what he did. It was amazing. He passes it to Marchand. Marchand shoots it in, game over. It's just a brilliant play, and I don't pick up on it. I listen to these experts afterwards.